It's 89.3 KPCC. Thanks for listening to Air Talk on this Wednesday. Larry is out for the day. I'm Libby Denkman, sitting in the big chair, shepherding the show today when we have some breaking news that conservative talk icon Rush Limbaugh has died at the age of 70, as you just heard from NPR. He battled lung cancer, and his wife, Catherine, made the announcement about his passing on his talk show this morning.
It is with profound sadness I must share with you directly that our beloved Rush, my wonderful husband, passed away this morning due to complications from lung cancer. As so many of you know, losing a loved one is terribly difficult. Even more so when that loved one is larger than life.
It's hard to overstate Rush Limbaugh's influence on Republican politics and the country at large over the last few decades. If you have a reaction to the news or you want to share a reflection on Rush's impact on the media landscape and politics, give us a call, 866-893-5722. You can tweet us at AirTalk or go to our show page at kpcc.org to share a message. Love him or hate him, Rush Limbaugh had a huge impact on the world and on American society, and we are reflecting on that today. I want to hear from all range of opinions on what his life and his career meant for the United States. And joining me now is Rob Stutzman, Republican political consultant and president of the Stutzman Public Affairs Group, former deputy chief of staff to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Thanks for being here, Rob, on this day. We knew that Rush was sick, but this was a surprise that he'd passed over the night or early this morning. I just want to get your reaction, first off, to the news and what Rush Limbaugh meant to America.
Well, good morning, Libby. Good to be with you. Thank you for having me on this this day for some introspection, I think, for the conservative moment to lose this icon of really over 30 years to the conservative movement. I think Rush largely defined where Republicans and conservatives went in kind of the post-Cold War era. He, as much as he may be remembered for being bombastic and using humor and a lot of shtick, which he self-admitted to, he also formed a lot of, I think, some of the conservative intellectual capital that led to Republican revivals, particularly in the 90s, particularly the retaking of majority of the House of Representatives by Republicans in the mid-90s under Newt Gingrich. Limbaugh fueled a lot of that, a lot of the political capital that made all of that possible. From my perspective, at the end of his career, he had wandered down a road of conspiracy, a deep state conspiracy. I believe he promoted the conspiracy that the election was stolen, very much obviously an ally of Trump, who bestowed him with presidential medal, freedom of honor. So it was quite a journey, and one I don't think anyone had had such an indelible impact upon the conservative movement and Republican Party over the span of as many decades as Rush has had.
Again, if you want to react to the passing of Rush Limbaugh that we learned of this morning, you can call us at 866-893-5722. 866-893-5722. Tweet us at AirTalk. You can comment on our Facebook page or the show page at kpcc.org. I'm talking with Rob Stutzman, a Republican political consultant, about the impact of Limbaugh. And you mentioned the time in the 90s when Newt Gingrich was really changing the face of Republican politics in Congress. And he had Rush Limbaugh in the media space really consolidating that message and becoming ubiquitous for, I think, a large part of the Republican media sphere. You know, was he responsible for things like the contract with America and all these, efforts kind of in the early 90s that Gingrich was spearheading?
I think he was certainly responsible to giving it volume and giving profile to people like, you know, like Newt Gingrich and others that were changing the direction of the party. I mean, remember, Newt Gingrich displaced a very staid, moderate-type Republican leader, Congressman Bob Michael of Illinois. So just Gingrich taking power within the party was fueled by conservative talk radio, which, of course, you know, Limbaugh was the pinnacle of. So this transformation that happened, things like Contract with America, sure. Absolutely, Rush was the megaphone to millions with that type of message. It, before social media, Rush really was that hub from which this type of messaging and profile for people like Gingrich would emanate from.
I mean, at the peak, his website says that they were on 600 stations and 27 million people tuned in on a weekly basis to Limbaugh's show. And there's just very little you can compare to in terms of that influence and that reach. But you mentioned his move over the years to more of a conspiracy mindset. I mean, a lot of people found him distasteful from the get-go, of course. I remember in the Obama candidacy, the song that he had that was called Barack the Magic Negro that, of course, got him pulled from a lot of stations, found that extremely offensive. And over the years, he really stepped into a lot of controversy. But this was somebody who was beloved by a lot of the right wing and somebody who they took their cues from, I would say. Is that fair to say, Rob?
Oh, it is fair to say. And it's also worth remembering that he rose to a fairly mainstream pinnacle at his peak. He was in the booth for Monday Night Football for a year.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he had to give it up because of controversial statements. I don't remember the specifics, but there was a moment where he made it all the way into, you know, the pinnacle of mainstream media. At that point, would have been like something like the Monday Night Football booth. So he, you know, his influence for an era, you know, certainly extended, I think, just beyond conservative media.
Hans from Eagle Rock shared this. He said that Rush Limbaugh's legacy is one of intense homophobia. And he said he went after LGBTQ people in a relentless and brutal way. I think that, you know, there are so many slices of society and people who would say they felt victimized. They felt that he was marginalizing or, you know, being very negative towards them. And it's an interesting thing to talk about somebody who was so polarizing when we have just learned of his death, reflecting on the reach that he had and the influence, but also the real hurt that he caused to a lot of Americans.
Oh, I think where we have come in political speech being so denigrating today, I think you can look back and absolutely see Rush's fingerprints on it, really at his very beginning. And at the time, in the mid-80s, it may have been something we all kind of chuckled at and would dismiss. I can remember he actually was on the air in Sacramento before he went national at KFBK. And I grew up in the Sacramento area, and I remember as a teenager listening to Limbaugh, because never heard anything like this. I was a young conservative, so I, you know, was a pretty loyal listener. And he would, you know, one of his shticks was slowing down to explain things carefully for those of you in Rio Linda. Well, Rio Linda is a suburb north of Sacramento that's probably lower educated, blue collar, right? And I can remember chuckling at that at the time. And have years since really reflected back on how that wasn't okay, this denigration for a laugh. And it really was a hallmark of the type of shtick that he always had. There were people that were being put down constantly.
You know, I was a little kid when he started his show, so I don't recall what that was like in the early years. But I know that there were so many copycats of a Rush Limbaugh. And Wendy in Brentwood also wrote in to say, Limbaugh was a misogynist and a racist. She remembers when he really went after Hillary Clinton for years. And Wendy thinks that he destroyed our democracy, one that many of us hold so dear, caused a lot of destruction. And, you know, Wendy just wrote in to reflect on that. And I think that that captures what a lot of people are feeling today. But Rob, I was trying to, you know, capture, was Limbaugh funneling the persona of a shock jock, you know, music disc jockey into the political realm? Or did Limbaugh create this persona and was this sort of a new phenomenon? Because you see so many people after him, local hosts and national ones who have risen to the national stage, trying to kind of channel that, you know, irreverent, joking, but also with a serious political agenda message.
Yeah, I think right. It's a little bit of the radio, you know, morning zoo brought to political talk. He made it entertaining, right? So I think that's really why it took off. But again, I'll go back to there's a substantive side of Rush that I don't think can be denied, at least, you know, early on or through those first 20 years of all of this. I think people also were finding someone that was articulating what they were thinking and feeling and didn't know how to, you know, articulate it. Again, in a time when conservatism and Republican Party was shifting post-Cold War, I think Rush kind of helped define and give direction to people's thoughts in substantive ways as well. But then, of course, he was to be imitated. And there were many attempts for there to be liberal imitations, and none of them really worked. It was for some reason the medium really worked better for someone that was conservative or center right.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he's responsible for the Trump presidency in that he took Trump seriously before a lot of the conservative media sphere did?
Well, I don't think he's responsible for it. I think you can make the case that he contributed to it, was an early validator, but I think Trump probably would have risen through those Republican primaries to the nomination even without Limbaugh.
Rob Stutzman is with me, Republican strategist. We're getting your reaction to the breaking news this morning that Rush Limbaugh, probably the most influential figure in conservative media and possibly in political media as a whole over the last 30 years, has passed away at the age of 70. He struggled with a battle with lung cancer. And his wife announced the news this morning that he had passed away. And, you know, just a short time ago on his show, Limbaugh reflected on, you know, what he was grateful for and where his mindset was as he faced this cancer diagnosis.
And I have found in circumstances like this that the best thing to do is not to think about it. Don't make it more pressure-packed than it already is. But it's very important. You all are very important. My family is very important to me. I've had a year now to reflect on the things that really matter, a year to reflect on the things that are completely relevant and important to me. And all of you are in that large conglomeration of people and things that are very important to me.
Millions upon millions of people listen to him weekly, and we are just getting a ton of comments from folks saying, you know, they are perhaps not happy that he has passed, but they think that he was such a toxic influence on American society and on our political landscape that they're glad that influence is gone. Suzanne from West Hollywood said that he spread sexism and hate speech, and she says it's sad that he passed, but particularly it's sad that he was never able to redeem himself in that respect. Rob Stutzman, as we wrap here on the passing of Rush Limbaugh, a conservative media giant, any final thoughts about his influence, how he'll be remembered, and his lasting effect on the conversations that we have now around politics?
Well, like I said, I think the impact is unparalleled, especially over well over three decades of being so influential as a conservative voice in American politics. I agree with a lot of the comments that you're reading on air. He has contributed to what is sadly the current state of our toxicity in political speech, which of course former President Trump, I think, perpetuated more than anyone. But the genesis for that, I think, is a lot of Limbaugh, and I think that will probably be the context that he's mostly remembered in. I think it would have been much more satisfying to see some acknowledgement of that and a little bit more of a redeeming end to this story, but that sadly just won't occur.
Rob Stutzman, thank you so much for joining us, especially on late notice. We only heard a few minutes before the show about this breaking news that Rush Limbaugh had passed. Rob Stutzman, Republican political consultant and president of Stutzman Public Affairs. He's a former deputy chief of staff to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he tweets at Rob Stutzman, Stutzman. Thanks again, Rob.
Thank you, Libby.
Coming up next, the extremely disturbing images out of Texas, people really struggling to stay warm as this power outage situation continues. Cold temperatures are expected to drop again tonight. We are going to talk about the power grid and what the situation in Texas tells us about our climate change future. Coming up in just a couple minutes right here on AirTalk on 89.3 KPCC.